Good morning. I'm Dustin McKinney, the mayor of Ledington. Today I want to discuss a major theme for us. It's change and unity. I would like to extend our sincerest gratitude to the city councilman, Mayor Pro Tem Andrew Young, which is here with us. City council members Steve Kinsey, Lance Eftink, and Greg Dickinson. Their dedication to the community and commitment to our community is invaluable. Sorry, I'm not a public speaker at all. I'd like to recognize our city clerk, Deborah McCarver, whose unwavering commitment to our city has nothing short inspiring. She works extremely hard, always on top of everything. Her leadership, alongside her deputy clerk we just hired, Priscilla Gensler, has been instrumental in securing grants enhancing our city development. Each month, they keep us informed with essential matters because we are all part-time. Their hard work does not go unnoticed. I would also like to recognize our police department, led by Jerry Hicks. We're nearly fully staffed with 4 full-time officers and several part-time personnel. Chief has done a commendable job fostering a motivated and cohesive team. Together, they serve and protect our citizens. Their presence not only ensures safety, but also strengthens the bond between law enforcement and our community. We are fortunate to have such a dedicated professionals looking out for us. As we turn our attentions to the vital role of our maintenance supervisor, Kenny Horton, he maintains the Woodlawn Cemetery, oversees road repairs, and ensures all city vehicles are on top of conditions. He was just out by himself plowing the snow this week. We hired him part-time, but it's hard to get part-time employees. Last, I don't want to forget our fire department, led by Doug Graham, comprising wonderful volunteers, the dedicated team always ready to answer calls. They're not just firefighters, they're our neighbors, our friends, and community guardians. Their readiness to respond at a moment's notice exemplifies the spirit of service that defines our city. We owe them a heartfelt thanks and the sacrifices they make to keep us safe. As we reflect on the achievements of our city, let us remember that our progress as a result shared by commitment each individual mentioned today plays a crucial role in shaping our community into a better place to live and thrive. It is through their hard work and devotion that continue to move us forward. I want to take a moment and highlight the most significant change we've experienced in the past year, the changes to the city elections and the formation of our new council. I'm incredibly proud of our council. We are truly working together and considering all viewpoints. This is crucial as we work to bring new businesses while also supporting our current ones. We may be a small town in terms of population, but we boast numerous thriving businesses as we continue to grow. As we look to the horizon, we are excited to announce that there are new businesses set to join our community in the upcoming months. This is not just growth in numbers, but a testament to the vibrant spirit of Ledington. We are actively creating an environment that fosters entrepreneurship and innovation. One of those new businesses is going to be McDonald's. They're going to be starting in March, and they said within 90 days they should be done. Sorry. I'm thrilled to share that we have received a $638,000 community block grant to update the roads near Highway 32. This is a central step forward in improving our infrastructure and enhancing accessibility for all citizens and visitors. Well-maintained roads are not just a matter of convenience, they are a pathway to opportunity. They connect our businesses to consumers and our residents to services they need. But it's not just about infrastructure and business growth, it is also about the heart of our community, our citizens. They are the backbone of the city. Their involvement, their voices, and their aspirations shape the future of Ledington. I encourage each of you to stay engaged, attend city council meetings, share your ideas with your council, and collaborate with your neighbors. Together, we can ensure that each of our cities thrive and that no one's voice goes unheard. As we embrace change, let us all foster unity, supporting one another, celebrate our success, and face our challenges as one united community. In conclusion, as we look at the state of our city, we see landscape rich with opportunity. We see seeds of growth being sown and the promise of a bright future. I'm proud to lead a city that is not only preparing for tomorrow, but is doing so with commitment to unity and collaboration. Thank you for your attention.